For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Power to Five with us this morning. We have Dr. Erica Blomquist. She's a surgical oncologist at Memorial Health Center. Good morning, doctor. How are you today?
Good morning, Rodney. I'm fine. How are you?
Quite well. Some exciting news at Memorial Health Care Center. Tell us what you do with breast cancer patients.
I am one of the breast surgical oncologists at the Breast Cancer Center here at Memorial. My privilege is to take care of the breast cancer patients when they enter the system. And usually it is the surgeon that sees them first. Most early stage breast cancer is treated surgically first. We usually start with the patients and then determine what their needs are as we evaluate them and help them navigate through our multidisciplinary breast cancer center.
And it's my understanding that Memorial has the latest technology in dealing with breast cancer.
We do. We have a very collegial relationship with all of our different disciplines. We work very strongly with the radiology department since they are the ones that help us determine the extent of disease in the breast by imaging and any additional areas of involvement. So they're offering something called the C-View, which is a mammogram that is performed with less radiation than the traditional mammogram. That's a great addition that we've recently instituted in the Women's Imaging Center. And on the surgical side, we have a new technology called the Savvy Scout Surgical Guidance System, which helps us in the operating room, almost like a metal detector, to determine the exact location of the tumor and remove it while sparing the majority of the surrounding breast tissue.
Dr. Blomquist, it's necessary for women to have a health plan. And how is this done and what should it entail?
Yes, I think for breast cancer screening, prevention, if you will, a health plan is very important. We have very strong evidence and guidelines in place that tell us that women that are at average risk of developing breast cancer should begin screening at the age of 40 with mammography and with the addition of other technologies as we need them. And then if you are diagnosed with breast cancer, it's very important to have a what we call here at Memorial a survivorship care plan that documents every step of your care, who provided it in what order, so that you have reference when you see other physicians out in the community that might not have access to our records. You have your plan of care and they know what you had done and how they can contribute to your ongoing survivorship.
In terms of African American women, should they be screened for breast cancer at an earlier age, and how important is diet in the development of breast cancer?
You know, and for women overall, a healthy diet, low fat, less processed foods is always a great way to stay healthy. I think another big thing is exercise. We know that obesity contributes to the risk of breast cancer, I should say. Exercise, healthy diet, all of those things play an important role. In African-American women in particular, they do have a tendency to get a different type of breast cancer more commonly than white or Hispanic women. Triple negative breast cancer, which is a more aggressive form. When we meet African-American women and we evaluate them, we're always on the alert for that type of cancer in them.
At Memorial Healthcare, you have a new breast center. Is that up and running?
It's already up and running, Rodney. It's fantastic. It opened in April of this year, and it's over 19,000 square feet of space. It has all of us multidisciplinary providers in one space. So it's the surgical oncologist, myself, and my partner, Dr. Heather Wright. We have our wonderful breast medical oncologist, our radiation oncologist, our nurse navigators. So everybody is under one roof, and that allows us to seamlessly work with our colleagues to help provide a comprehensive plan of care for each patient.
And how can we contact you at Memorial Healthcare's Breast Center?
There are two different ways to get into contact with us. The first is through our website to get more information, www.memorialcancerinstitute.com, or to schedule an appointment, call 954-265-HEAL, H-E-A-L.
And let me transcribe that number, 954-265-4325, 954-265-4325.
Let women know that with October coming up, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I would encourage all women that are 40 years and above to obtain their screening mammogram and to not delay if they notice a change in their breast that's concerning to them. It's better to come in early. We can find things very early and have a lot of ways to cure women from breast cancer.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and with us this morning, we have surgical oncologist from Memorial Healthcare System, Dr. Erica Blomquist. Thank you so much for the insight.
Thank you, Rodney. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.